Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe M. Dietis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, March 30th, 2018. Welcome to Day 435. Scott Pruitt's lease of a D.C. apartment cost him $50 a night, but only when he slept there. Vicky Hart, the healthcare lobbyist who co-owns the building the apartment is in, is married to J. Stephen Hart, an energy industry lobbyist. The EPA administrator worked directly with Hart to set up the $50 a night rental room in a prime Capitol Hill building. The arrangement required him to pay rent for just a single bedroom, even though the other bedrooms in the unit were unoccupied. Hart's firm represents clients in the industries that are regulated by the EPA. Meanwhile, CNN says Pruitt's 24-hour security in Washington extended to personal trips to Disneyland and the Rose Bowl game, as well as trips home to Tulsa, Oklahoma. House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy recently made Pruitt turn over all of his travel records for the first year. The EPA's Inspector General is also investigating Pruitt's 2017 travel. The EPA, on the other hand, is expected to roll back greenhouse gas emissions and fuel economy standards for automobiles. Pruitt and the Trump administration plan to frame the initiative as eliminating a regulatory burden on automakers in order to make more affordable trucks, vans, and SUVs available for buyers. Next, the Washington Post says the White House office responsible for recruiting and vetting political appointees is inexperienced and understaffed, with less than a third of the staffing than in previous administrations. The presidential personnel office is led by a college dropout with arrests for drunken driving and bouncing checks, and a lance corporal in the Marine Corps Reserves with arrests for assault, disorderly conduct, fleeing an officer, and underage drinking. On the campaign trail, Trump pledged to surround himself with only the best and most serious people. Next, the New York Times says a federal judge has ruled that a lawsuit seeking to preserve DACA is allowed to continue, citing Trump's racially charged language. The order, issued by Judge Nicholas Garofis of the Federal District Court in Brooklyn, rejected a motion to dismiss the case, saying that Trump's racial slurs and epithets as a candidate and as president are enough to warrant a plausible inference that the decision to end DACA would be a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. NBC News says Trump told White House aides not to publicly discuss a plan to provide new U.S. weapons to Ukraine in order to help the country fight back against Russian-backed separatists. Officials said Trump was concerned that doing so might agitate Putin. Quote, he doesn't want us to bring it up, said one White House official. It's not something he wants to talk about, end quote. Next, NBC News says Russia's ambassador to the U.S. can't remember a period of worse relations between Washington and Moscow. Anatoly Antonov also said that it's impossible to imagine that the Kremlin was responsible for meddling in the 2016 election, adding that, quote, there is great mistrust between the United States and Russia at present. And in the polls, the Associated Press says 60% of Americans between the ages of 15 and 34 describe Trump as mentally unfit, 62% call him generally dishonest, and 63% say he is racist. 33% approve of Trump's job performance, 9 points lower than all adults. And NBC News says 57% of Americans say they are upset enough about an issue that they will carry a protest sign for a day. 69% of Democrats feel passionate enough to carry a protest sign, compared to 50% of Republicans and 43% of independents. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Czech officials have extradited a Russian hacker to the United States to face charges that he hacked into LinkedIn, Dropbox, and other American companies. 2. The FBI detained Ted Malik and issued him a subpoena to testify before Robert Mueller about potential collusion between Trump's campaign and the Russian government. 3. Trump wants the U.S. to end its military presence in Syria, quote, very soon, end quote. And 4. The Trump administration will now require nearly all visa applicants to submit 5 years of social media history. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe M. Dietis.